For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar. The only Missouri Democrat who has announced plans to challenge the re-election of Republican Auditor Tom Schweik is dropping out of the race. State House member Jay Swearengen told the Associated Press today he hasn't been able to get the necessary support he needs for a run. He also pointed to fundraising and said that getting out now could create an opportunity for another candidate who could better finance a campaign. Meanwhile, Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik started his re-election year with more than $660,000 in his campaign bank account. The state auditor is the lone statewide office appearing on this November's ballot. Swearengen is a two-term state house member from Kansas City. He announced plans last fall to run for auditor. A group of Missouri lawmakers joined healthcare advocates to outline a plan aimed at reducing the cost of pill-form chemotherapy. The proposed legislation would require insurance companies to levy the same out-of-pocket costs for oral chemotherapy as they do for the traditional intravenous treatment. The American Cancer Society said insurance companies can charge higher copayments and deductibles for chemotherapy pills. The proposed measure would impact only health plans that provide coverage for both types of treatments. 27 other states and the District of Columbia have passed similar measures seeking to reduce the cost of the chemotherapy pills. A new natural and specialty grocery store opened its doors in downtown Columbia this week. The Colorado-based Lucky's Market kicked off its launch with a bacon-cutting ceremony and a $10,000 donation to the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. Lucky's Market is expected to create about 100 jobs with its new shop in the old Osco Drug Building. The store touts organic, specialty, and gluten-free items, as well as house-made deli items, in-house cured and smoked bacon, local produce, fresh meats and seafood, and a bakery. Columbia resident B.J. Hunter says he's happy to have a grocery store near the downtown area.
Like the fresh produce options. Also liked the meat market. Appeared very well done. And the salad bar looked phenomenal.
Lucky's Market will be participating in 5% days, in which a portion of the day's total net sales will be donated to local schools. Also, patrons who bring reusable shopping bags will receive either a 10-cent credit on their purchase or be able to donate that 10 cents to local organizations. Lucky's Market has two stores in Colorado and one in Ohio, with plans to expand to Kentucky and Montana later this year. A Michigan automobile parts company plans to build a new manufacturing facility in west central Missouri. Janesville Acoustic plans to build a $13 million facility in Warrensburg to supply parts to a General Motors assembly plant in the Kansas City area. Governor Jay Nixon says the project could create 164 full-time jobs in Missouri. The company could receive up to $1.3 million in tax incentives from the Department of Economic Development if it meets the job and investment targets. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.